This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I have been promising my guest for years, because he invited me quite graciously early on. I mean, I've been involved with this guy for 5 years now. Early on, at the very outset, he invited Bill, come take a class. Not Bill, come pay for a class. Not Bill, just Bill, come take a class. And I have had various reasons for not going. Some of them, I would like to think the heart attack one was probably a legitimate reason, but some of the rest of them are just me. I've been just sort of blowing them off. And now we have a date, and this is going to be a cathartic moment for me, or maybe an epiphanous moment. I don't know. But joining me from Tactical Response is the MF CEO himself, James Yeager. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. The one thing about Fighting Pistol, and maybe I just don't get out enough, but you seem to have Fighting Pistol is your bedrock for every other class somebody's going to take. You like for everybody to start there, don't you?
Yes, it's our flagship class, and the reason it is everybody thinks this. Well, I can already shoot a pistol. Well, we teach fighting with a pistol, not shooting a pistol, and it's distinctly different. But it's kind of our core philosophy, our core mindset lectures and things like that. And it's kind of like what I call the front door to the house. And after you go through the front door, you can go to any room you want. But that's the way we want you to come in.
The other thing that I noticed now, this video that I just saw up on YouTube, and forgive me for asking, but did you actually publish 26 videos today?
Well, Bill, you might remember that my YouTube channel got banned.
Oh, yes. I
heard that in the news or anything.
And, what was it? You were on some radio show and it happened, right?
Yeah. Anyway. And so I've quit hanging out with ne'er-do-wells. But anyway, I'm trying to get everything, uploaded, and I get... You have no idea. Every day it's, can you upload this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one from all these different people that, you know, all their favorite video, or, gosh, I was just going to recommend my buddy watch this video and it wasn't there. And so I'm just trying to, as fast as my internet provider will allow me, to get videos uploaded and categorized and put in playlists. And it's turned out to be quite a monumental task.
Now, is the one that just got put up within the last day about Fighting Pistol, is that a new one, or is that one that that's a new
produced
one? Yeah. That one I found, I watched that one from start to finish. And the thing about James's class is that if you pay attention to what James puts out there, both on his website and on YouTube, you can go to the Fighting Pistol class and have everything you need. He sets you up really well.
But there's no surprises.
The part that I like the most is some of the things that you explain, like knee pads, right? Uh-huh. Knee pads. I'll definitely bring a pair of knee pads because my knees are shot. If I come down on my knees, well, I might just have to do the rest of the class from a kneeling position. So I'm definitely going to bring in the knee pads. But you actually go to a degree of explanation to make sure everybody understands why they should be bringing knee pads to the class, which most people would, just say, we recommend knee pads and just move on.
Well, the thing is, Bill, like a lot of us that are, not teenagers anymore, we've got, a knee or a hip or whatever. And so knee pads, I don't care who you are, a padding between your knee and the surface of the ground, soft padding, is more comfortable. But what I try to explain to the young bucks is your knees might not be bad now, but you're wearing a $70 pair of pants. And they will rip, no matter how good a shape your knees are in.
Yeah, your knees will look really great. Now we'll be able to see them because of that hole in the knee. So that part of it, I like that part of it. The other part about it is you make the recommendation of bringing multiple guns, which I know some of those like at your level will do that, but most people don't think about that. They don't think, well, I got my gun. It's my trusty gun. It's never failed me before. I've shot it 20 times in a row, and it's never failed me, so I'm going to take it.
Well, I don't really recommend people bring multiple guns. I say if you're going to bring a 1911, you should bring another gun because it's not going to make it to the class. That's where the 1911 guys are like, oh, blasphemy, John Moses Browning.
Well, you know, everybody that makes one of those makes a striker fired nowadays, though, don't they?
Man, well, I call them Glocks.
Right.
Everybody makes a Glock now. HK makes a Glock. Sig makes a Glock. You know, Walther makes a Glock. They all make Glocks now.
And most of them work in most cases, don't they? I don't know if... maybe... I don't like that Smith & Wesson SVE that used to be the Sigma pistol. I've never been a big fan of it, but, you know, taking that out of the way, I like most of them that are out there.
Well, here's the thing. The people that own those new Smith SDVEs or whatever, they seem to like them. Now, we don't get them in class, so I don't know if they actually work or not. But probably like you, I've got such a filthy taste in my mouth from the Sigma that I can't even consider one of those guns.
Yeah, the Sigma.
And they might be fantastic now. And by all accounts, they seem to be wonderful.
Well, I mean, the Sigma was really the first one to come out to actually try to butt up against the Glock, if I remember correctly, as far as who came out first. They were the first ones actually...
The first serious competition.
Yeah. So, and, you know, not that it doesn't... And like you were saying, the SVDE or whatever they call it, you know, the M&P does really want really nicely. The other thing you do...
The
other thing you do is that you recommend everybody prepare to take the class the way they carry their gun if they carry a gun.
Yeah, because I'm training people how to fight.
Right.
And you can, if you know, you should bring your gun the way you wear it every day. And then some people go, well, I don't wear it in such a fashion that it would be conducive to class, for instance. You know, I carry it in a shoulder holster or something.
Right.
Well, then you're not ready for the fight. So we need to go ahead and make sure that you need to go ahead and adapt the way you carry your gun, so you can fight with it and then come take class.
Well, I'm going to be, I carry outside the waistband most of the time, so I'm going to be carrying outside the waistband. I'll be wearing my Mean Gene gun leather belt to hold everything up, because that will hold two Dodge Rams together if you put them together on opposite ends. And then we're just going to
I've got my Mean Gene coin purse on right now.
I've got one of those. You want to get into a slap fight with some watermelons and show everybody how those things work?
So you're going to say, you want to get into a slap fight? I go, yeah, if I go first.
Yeah, that's a little, that's doing that. Gene makes a coin purse that snaps at the ends, and it snaps around your belt. And when you unsnap it, all the coins are on one end. And if you were to, this is something that Charles Bronson would have loved to have had in Death Wish, because it would have worked more than once. So it's a sort of a...
It's kind of shaped like a miniature tennis racket with all the quarters in the... in the stringed area of the tennis racket.
Yeah, doing a slap fight with James Yeager would be sort of like saying, hey, well, let's play Russian roulette with a semi-automatic. I'll go first. Yeah, that's happening. So this is my class is going to be on June the 9th. Rob Morse is coming on the same class. 9th
and
10th. It's a two-day class. What I want to do is I want to talk about the value of training for the rest of the segment and keep coming back to this. And the recommendations you make, because for most of your students that come through there, there's a reason you have so many returned students. We're going to try to at least illustrate it on the radio show as best we can. TacticalResponse.com is where you can find Mr. Yeager's, what Mr. Yeager does on a regular basis. His 2018 schedule is up. Fighting Pistol, I'm going to the one on June the 9th, 9th and 10th. There's more to come besides that. Plus, he gets John Farnham out there. I might go up there just to say hello to him. We'll be right back.
Drop them off there for it.
Yeah? That's too bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to James Yeager, the MF CEO of Tactical Response. And one thing I noticed in your video, the one about fighting pistol, that I really like that you put this in there, because I say this all the time, but one of the things you try to get people to come to your classes with, that I think if they came with this and nothing else, you'd be happy with this, is an open mind.
Oh gosh, yes. It's amazing to me how often people show up with a closed mind. And you know, people, and it's funny because the students I want are the ones that typically won't come to class because they're like sitting at home in self-doubt going, well, gosh, I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to look bad. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, that's exactly who I want to show up.
Right.
And so I tell my students in day one of the class, I said, what's your Imagine Karate Kid? You know, the Ralph Macchio, the good one. And I go, he didn't know why Miyagi had him waxing off and on a certain way, or long board, a short board, a certain way. He didn't know why. It didn't make any sense to him, and he got frustrated. I said, that's what's going to happen to you guys on day one. But then on day two, I will show you no defense. And I said, everything will become clear. You will understand why we had to do everything. I said, but I just need you to kind of just do what I say until it will all materialize and become clear. And we still have people fight with us on it and just refuse to do it the way we're teaching. And it's frustrating because they are the worst student and they think they're experts.
Well, it's been a while since I have been to a formal class. And the last time I took a class was from one of your alumni, although he does not claim to be a Jaeger instructor per se, but he has Mike Lau. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
Okay. So I like to go to his class because it's local and, you know, and I just have to drive and go take it. So with yours, what I'm going to be looking for is to find out how many bad habits I've developed since the last time I took a class.
Sounds like you can blame that on Mike.
Not necessarily on Mike, just from, you know, one thing I learned in the martial arts is that when you do certain things a certain way, in the beginning, when you have the instructor trying to tell you, please do it this way, and it's all going to gel. For guys, that's an ego thing, isn't it? We just can't accept, well, you know, he's going to tell me later, but, you know, but it feels so much better if I do it this way, so, you know, I'm just going to do it.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say they're doing a technique that's pretty good, and I have one that's better. Well, during the transition phase, their target won't look as pretty, so they won't do it. So
right.
They may be operating at 75%, and I think I can get them to 85% or 90%, but they won't let go because they don't want to struggle for a few minutes until the other technique works for them.
But that's really the difference, isn't it? It's this person that can accept what you have to say. They're going to be the ones that begin to, you know, excel at what you're trying to teach them faster, aren't they?
Well, I've tried to set the example. I go to classes all the time. And if you go look at my bio on my website, when I go to a class, I ask the instructor to give me a sentence or two about me as a student in their class. And you can go look at those right now from Super Dave and John Farnham and Larry Vickers and Chris Costa and people that I've taken classes from. I try to be the model student. I show up on time. You know, I help other students if I need to. You know, I'm quiet. I'm attentive. I take notes. I do exactly what they say. And people will watch the videos and go, well, you're doing this, but you teach that. In their class, I do exactly what they say. I am the best student in every class I go to. And that's what everybody's position should be, to be the best student in each class. Not the best shooter, the best student.
Does that, as an instructor, and I'm just curious about this now, as an instructor, when you go and take a class like that, and when you make that, when you're doing that example and everything, does that add some little positive nuance to the way you teach your class? Do you learn something every time you go as a student? Do you incorporate that into your skill set that you're trying to impart?
I mean, yeah, but the same thing will happen even in my classes that I'm teaching. I learn things every day from my students, every day. And sometimes a student's doing something that he doesn't even know he's doing. And I go, who taught you that? He goes, well, I just kind of, this is the way I do it. And I see it as I had the accident or absolute genius.
Yeah.
But I see opportunities teaching and learning every day.
See, and I think that, and like I said, I haven't been to a class in a little bit, you know, because you've been trying to talk me into one. But I do try to pay attention to what everybody's doing out there, and it seems like your approach pre-class is much more geared towards a student succeeding in the class than the others I notice. Now, that may be just because I've been trying to gear up and goad myself into coming up to Camden. But whatever it is, it just seems like you are trying to put the tools in place.
Well, I mean, you could say that, but also I'm probably the instructor that's been online longer than any other current instructor, in forums and videos and, things like that. Like I was like the first guy to really be successful on the digital side of the training world instead of the analog side.
Right.
So I think I'm not better than them. I'm further ahead in the digital side of it. So I see these things as being helpful. And as a side note, this is exactly what started my YouTube channel. I never intended to be a YouTube guy. People were showing up to class kind of unprepared. I thought, well, I'll do these videos and it'll help people be ready when they get here. And those were the spark that caught the fire.
Yes, and it's such a good spark. I have yet to find any one video that you've ever done where I sit back and say, hey, there's no value to this at all.
Right.
And I've seen plenty of videos that have that.
People frequently say things like, well, I don't agree with everything he says. Well, gosh, I hope not. That would make you a follower, and I don't want to be around people like that. As a matter of fact, I can't think of any person in my life that I agree with everything they say. And so, like, if that's the worst thing that people have to say about me, like, I don't agree with everything that guy has to say, well, we're on the even ground here, like, eye to eye on this.
Little side note for everybody out there. When we were talking about me coming to this class and everything, James goes, when was the last time you put your weight on a bar and picked it up?
No, I said a bar on your back and did a squat.
A squat, yeah. Squat. I'm sorry. I have not enough detail. And I told him it had been very recently, and he's like, oh, that's pretty good, because me and you, we're going to work out when you get up here, too. So,
yeah, and then he said he was bringing his lifting gloves, and I wondered if his purse matched the gloves.
They very color coordinated. My guns will, too. You're going to love what I'm bringing. You're going to love it. Anyway, we'll be right back. Hold that thought, if you would. We'll be right back. My guest is James Jaeger. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest is the MF CEO of Tactical Response himself, James Yeager. We were actually going to hook up in Las Vegas, except I got that whole thing about days wrong.
I would appreciate it if you didn't use terms like hooking up in Las Vegas when we're talking about me.
Yeah, but you had Rebecca with you, right? Mrs. Yeager was there.
Has a different connotation with this generation.
Listen, children, very carefully. This was not what you referred to as hooking up. I was invited to the tactical response party. I drove out to what I thought was the venue. I got out there, and I'm like, there's nobody there, and I'm texting James. Hey, I thought, where's your party at, man? He's like, it's tomorrow. My wife beat me up over that one really good. At least I tried, you know, the misguided effort and everything else. let's talk about the value of training for students. Now, for me, I'm ex-military, right? Now, my ex-military time extends for what, for some people, unfortunately, would turn into a lifetime because I've been out of the military for 28 years. And the way people manipulate a weapon has changed drastically in those 28 years. It's changed drastically in the last 10 years. So,
I mean, the weapons have changed themselves, but my point to the whole military thing is they didn't teach you any of what's going on now, and it wouldn't matter if you got out of the military tomorrow. They don't teach you concealed carry and how to deal with the police and, you know, and things like that in the military. You know, I mean, even the tier one guys who get fantastic training as far as skill goes, still there's no discussion of the mindset of the concealed carry person or tactics of a concealed carry person or even the gear of a concealed carry person. It's totally different than a military or even a police context, even though off-duty cop is the closest.
Right. Now, most people, when I try to tell them that the military has no real value in the civilian world, I'm like, well, you know, most of the stuff that I learned was based upon a team effort, and it was never meant for me to be out there alone doing this kind of stuff. They kind of look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they also think we fight wars with M4s. They don't understand that we just use the little guns to get the big guns in place.
Right. Just out of curiosity, did you notice now they're beginning to flirt with the idea of another 308 variant as the battle rifle again?
Well, a couple of things. Looks like it's going to be 6.5, and they're not just flirting with it. They're courting seriously.
Well, they need to, don't they?
Here we go.
Well, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, I carried the M16 platform. We didn't have M4s in the 80s. We did, but we referred to them as CARs for some stupid reason. So, I didn't get one of those.
That still wasn't an M4.
Yeah. So, back then, we were facing the, I believe the AK-74 had made it in limited fielding. But I think most of the people in Europe were carrying AK-47s. We were outgunned then, man-to-man, weren't we?
But here's the thing. If you get down to the point where the bullets matter,
right,
like exactly what caliber the bullet is, then you,
right,
you screwed up all kinds of use of cover and concealment and movement and team tactics. I mean, like really, I mean, you know, the better tactician you are, the more inferior weapon you can use. You know, it's the worse you are at tactics, the more powerful gun you need.
And that's where the training comes in, isn't it, really? Just being able to employ that, being able to put it into play and everything else. For the, when you look at...
If I could interrupt you, please, before I get roasted on this M4 thing.
Oh.
I just want to make sure everybody understands. Yes, a more potent caliber would be good. The problem is we don't have more potent soldiers. And so it's just like with the FBI trying to use 10 millimeter and things like that. I can only imagine some petite soldier, female soldier, in a combat MOS with some 308 rifle that just simply couldn't shoot it effectively. She is not going to do well with a more powerful round.
No. I carried a 308 when I was in the service, but it was in the form of an M60, which shooting that is not the same thing as shooting an M14, is it?
No.
Yeah. A whole lot of difference. I wasn't trying to hit anything in particular, although I should have been. Anyway.
Well, back to the civilian side.
Yes.
You know, when the military, you know, shoots, you know, at the bad guys in the military, you know, collateral damage is expected. It's not expected in the civilian world. If your bullet misses and hits somebody, oh, man, you're in a world of trouble. And so we have to be judicious not only when we use our gun, but how we use our gun.
And that is something that somebody needs to come to you to learn how to do it in the real world that most people occupy, right? Somebody like you needs to be the one to teach it.
There's a bunch of good instructors out there. I happen to think that we have the best two-day pistol class on the face of the earth.
Yes. I've been wanting to be an alumni. I'm going to finally get to be an alumni, and that's what I'm looking forward to. Because advanced fighting pistol, I have to take fighting pistol before I can take advanced fighting pistol, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see how...
Fighting pistol is your interview to see if we will allow you to give us money to take that class.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that just makes sense. Now, in the remaining time that we have... for the person that has just discovered guns, they've just decided to start carrying a gun and everything else, how does it work out? Is it the sooner they get to you, the sooner you're going to be able to really turn them into something? I mean, how many people actually buy the gun and then show up at tactical response?
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about you, Bill.
Let's talk about me. Yes, let's do that.
You are going to say, James, I should have taken this class 20 years ago. How have I walked around all this time carrying a gun so unprepared? I don't know. I apologize to the world. I should have taken this class sooner, and I want to tell everybody I know they should take this class. That's why I had 6,000 students last year.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I think I'm going to come up there, and I think this is going to be a very big eye-opener.
We're talking about that new guy.
Yeah.
That new guy will find his way over here. I'm talking about the dudes that have been carrying guns for 15 or 20 years that have never had real training. they need to get on over here.
Do you think somebody that's been like that, that has got been out there and maybe suffers, and I don't, you're going to be very pleased when I get there because I'm going to listen to everything anybody tells me to do, and I'm going to do it just to see what it's like, just to see if I can be better using that. But I see a lot of guys that go to these classes, and they sort of think they're Sonny Crockett.
That happens, you know, but we treat everybody as individuals, and if Sonny Crockett shows up, we make sure he doesn't shoot himself.
Right.
We spend our educational efforts on the people that want to learn.
Yes, indeed. Now, for those of you that are going to look at the schedule and think about going to Camden, one thing he does require is 1,000 rounds for fighting pistol, 1,000 rounds of very good, very new brass-cased ammunition, correct? And you recommend Fiocchi?
Yes, I recommend Fiocchi, but any quality manufacturer of ammo, this seems to be an area where people want to, like, buy some cheap ammo to shove in their gun. This is when you put the good stuff in your gun.
Well, that part of it, I saw an email where James was talking to somebody about me with concerning ammo. That made me laugh out loud. We'll bring that up when we get back. The fighting pistol, I've got the link for that class. It'll be in the notes for the podcast. TacticalResponse.com, that's where you find the schedule. It's there. There's a reason they've had as many students go through them. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking. My guest today is going to be my instructor very shortly, and I will be the one going, "This is the best class ever." And I'll be doing the testimonials and everything else. And that is James Jager, the MF CEO of Tactical Response. For those of you contemplating this class, you can go to the Fighting Pistol page on Tactical Response. And they have the equipment list, and you can even order a open mind from Amazon.
Well, let's talk about something that you don't need for fighting pistol.
Sure.
That's body armor. I noticed that AR-500 Armor is a sponsor for you now.
Yes.
Those guys are awesome people. We have several alumni out there, including Tyler, the owner of the company.
Yes.
And when I knew Tyler, he was my first YouTube sponsor, and he had 2 employees. And he's got, I think, near 40 employees now.
Yeah.
And that business has grown, and it's grown because they have a fantastic product, and they're good people. And I know I'm not supposed to be doing a commercial for one of your sponsors, but I just, they're great people, and I just want everybody to know that that's not just some, that's just not some company. Those are good guys.
Well, I mean, you've been involved with them. The first time I called Tyler was when he was in his garage with those 2 guys that were working with him.
Yeah.
And he sponsored me back then, and then things fell off the radar. Now they're back, and that evolution for them has been quite something to watch for them. So I don't mind you talking about them. I know you have very strong. I know that you were very instrumental in a lot of their social media, for example. I know that. So I know you've been around them for a while.
You're a good person. It's easy to help you.
Yeah. That does make it easier, doesn't it? The strong side holster, of course, that goes without saying. The roll of tape, masking tape, that's to tape up your impacts on your targets, so that you can move on and know what you're doing the next time around. And you don't want, there was a color, you don't want black and blue tape? Is that, do people show up with that?
Here's what's funny, is I used to supply tape.
Yeah.
And then, it's rolls of tape, and they're in and out of the buckets, and so sometimes people would be trying to get the tape and peel it to put on, oh, this tape sucks, or whatever. I'm like, get your own. After about 20 years of telling people, buy your own. I just put it on the gear list. Bring your own tape.
Minimum of 5 magazines. I presume that that's just so you don't have to go back and reload magazines every time you run through a drill. Is that right?
Yeah, we want you to shoot a little bit. And it doesn't matter what gun it is. Bring 5 magazines.
Right.
You can bring more. Now, here's where there's a misconception. I want you to wear your gear like you wear your gear. Sometimes the guys come with four or five extra mag pouches on their belt. I don't want them to do that. And they can have those extra mags just like, you know, in a bag or just down by their feet. And then as they empty their mag pouch doing drills, they can reach down and put that mag back in their mag pouch. But I want them to get used to build that quote unquote muscle memory of drawing from that same mag pouch all the time that they carry every day.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you want them to carry their concealed, that you want them to train with their concealed carry setup, right?
Just like they carry it every day.
Right. You do not take a break if the rain comes, do you? You intend to train rain or shine.
Yep. Rain or shine. And tornadoes don't bother us either as long as they're not coming toward the range.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to have it. You got to have
it. It happened in the class one time when the guy was looking at his radar. He said, there's a tornado in the, you know, just down the road. And I went to the top of the berm, and I could see that the tornado was going away from us. And I said, all right, back on the line.
Do you actually get, I mean, here's the thing about this. If I were coming to a class, I want to do the class. I don't want to get interrupted if there were, I mean, anything like that. I want to get back out there online as fast as I can to continue to work with this. You expect people to take notes?
No, I expect people to be good students, whatever that means. Not everybody, there's different kinds of learners. But a notepad where you can sketch out, even physically sketch out the drills. Like, hey, we did this drill and the barrels were this far away from the target and there were this many barrels, or because the purpose of training is to teach you what and how to practice.
Right.
So if you don't take any notes, don't draw any sketches, when it's all over with, I'm wondering how much did you retain. In the handout that we give in Fighting Pistol, which is undoubtedly the most complete handout in the industry, there's an outline for the class in the handout. And we want people, and I put it in there so people can add to it with their personal notes of what they, you know, how they would personally recreate that drill, or what they needed to concentrate on for the drill or whatever the case may be. I mean, I don't know anywhere else you go that actually put the teaching curriculum in the outline.
Yeah. One thing you do that I find to be a very strong point is you expect everybody to eat lunch on the range, which, when people are on the range, I find that if they get off of the range, they go into this little bit of a mental relaxation.
Well, Bill, you're kind of putting words in my mouth. Nothing says that I want people to eat lunch on the range. What it says is I suggest people bring their lunch so they have more time to rest, or they need to maintain their gun, or maybe just sit in their car to warm up or cool off because of the weather. You know, it's a time conservation thing. Also, mentally, you know, it kind of keeps them in the zone, but it's mostly about time.
Time. Training now for you, it's always been a pretty steady business. Not everybody enjoys the degree of steadiness that you do. Is it because of all these?
It's a roller coaster, but if I'm what they're calling steady, I feel sorry for everybody else.
No. Well, I mean, you had 7,000 students last year, right?
Six.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
It would be nice if I had 500 a month, and I could, and they would all come on the right days, and, you know, and I could have this nice schedule. But like, nobody likes coming to Tennessee and training in August.
Last time I was in Tennessee in August.
Fall's very heavy.
Yeah.
Our winter's moderate, and summer is just like, people don't like coming here in the summertime. You got to be in good shape.
Now, one thing that you do point out, and I mean, this is the thing I like about James, is because he's telling you everything. There's no surprises with him. You will receive a certificate of successful completion by participating 100% in class. Being late, leaving early, voluntary, refusal to complete drills, and other issues involving closed-mindedness will result in your not receiving a certificate for this course. A modified certificate will be mailed at a later date at your request. That's not you being heavy-handed, is it? This is you trying to enforce. See, the open-minded thing, I love that. I love that. That's the only way to learn anything like this is, you know, if I wasn't going to open my mind to Mr. Yeager, I wouldn't go to his class to begin with.
There's a couple of reasons why it's got to be 100%. Because I can't keep up with thousands of students a year doing this drill, but choosing not to do that drill, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm ever subpoenaed to go to court and somebody's got a certificate, I need to know that what they were taught and that person actually did those things.
Right.
And that's another reason that the outline is in the handout, because I can prove what I taught you and I can prove what I didn't teach you.
Oh. I get it. So have you had to appear as an expert witness before? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had 47 students in gunfights, and they all won. I had one forfeit. I had one student that chose not to carry a gun and was murdered in front of his family. And I call that a forfeit. That's not a loss. You actually have to have a gun to be in a gunfight.
Yes.
So I got 47 wins, one forfeit, zero losses.
On the page, it says the root word to gunfight isn't gun, it is fight. And this is what James is going to teach you to do. He's going to teach me to do it. Do I think I know how to do it already? Not as good as I could. And that's why I'm going to him.
I'm going to help you progress.
Yes, you are.
You're already a fighter. I'm going to help you progress.
Thank you so much for that part of it, even though we both know that I'm going to, you know, be all color coordinated and everything.
As much as you fought me on coming to class, I know you're a fighter.
There you go. This will be. I'm almost certain he's going to be waiting for me in Camden going, my God, hell has frozen over. I will talk to you soon, sir. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, anytime. Good talk.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.